Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I mean, I was with my grandson last night. I was with my youngest grandson.
Actually, we'll say which one.
I know. My 10,000 grandchildren. Well, I was with my youngest. He's about 90 days old, Asher, last night. And we're just having a good old time. It's tough. It's tough having a young child because I wanted a peanut butter sandwich. And I had him in his seat thing, you know. And I put it like in the center of the table. And I'm thinking, he's just 90 days old, right? The boy's doing, he's doing crunches. He is so strong. He is doing crunches at 90 days. He is sitting up like, you're going to roll off on this table right here, you know? And I'm running over there like a mother would spread a little peanut butter and run back to the baby. Spread a little peanut butter. I'm like, this is tiring. Jiminy crickets. I said, this thing's going.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
This thing's been a long while. I said, you're going to go on the floor. So I put the carrier on the floor. So if he did come out, and he almost wiggled his way totally out of that thing at 90 days. At 90 days. But I told him, I said, you know, you're not going to drive the car. You are staying right here. And so he and I were talking, and he just talks to you. It's so cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I talk exactly. I mean, if he does a hand movement, I do the hand movement. Is there such thing as a baby talk?
Is there? Would you
like to
elaborate?
Not like goofy talk. I mean, you got to talk. I mean, whatever they're saying to you, they expect the same sound, same facial expression, and the same hand movement and foot movement. I can't do the foot movement thing.
What do the sounds for us? How does that work?
Yeah, how's that go?
You have to hear him say it first, and then interpret it back to him. But he and I will talk for maybe, you know, 10 minutes. We'll just talk.
What does that sound like?
Well, first
we know
he
you're
talks,
talking.
First
what does that sound like?
First he talks, and then I talk back, and he just looks at me for a moment going, are you looking like a fool right now? And he's like, it was really, the look is like this. It's like, do you understand me? No, nobody else understood me. It was amazing. And then he'll talk back to me, and then I'll talk back to him. And then we just kind of continue that on for a while. But he talks, his legs move, his hands, but everything moves. He's a very energetic young man. And he was, I tried to give him, I gave him his first watermelon last night. For some reason, he didn't want it. his parents are probably listening now. You're giving him that stuff. I mean, imagine you've been having this formula. It's like, blah. I mean, babies smell like formula. That's what they smell like.
Nasty.
Gross. They smell like formula. Anyway. And so.
I throw up.
Yeah, I was, yeah. And so, anyway, so my daughter Amber and Blake brought us over some watermelon that they had cut up, and I brought it out, and I'm eating it. Eating John's food, you know, and that was the apple. And so I start rubbing it on his lip, the little watermelon on his lip. He looked at me like, because that's just like straight shot of sugar, you know. Like,
oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Eyes roll back in his head.
You know, it's got like a little grainy, you know, it's texture. They're not used to that. But I didn't put it in his mouth. I just rubbed it all over his face so he could lick it, so he'd be safe. Yeah, exactly. He looked at me, and he turned back, and he doesn't normally make these kind of motions, but he leaned forward, pushed his head forward, was like, more. Want more of that. And so I gave him some of that. But then, you know, he and I were on the floor. We were on the floor. It's man, it is difficult. It is difficult as you get older to be on the floor. And so we're rolling around, having a good time.
Hey.
And he's, I guess he gets hungry, I don't know, at this particular point, because he couldn't eat the whole watermelon. And he started kind of fussing a little bit, going, yo, dude, what's up? Pops, get me something to eat. And something like that, kind of went like, ah! So I took my iPhone out and turned on the camera and turned it backwards so he could see himself crying. And I recorded it. And as soon as he saw himself, just like any child, he stops it.
He stops?
Yeah. He starts looking at himself, and he'd make a move, and he would look, and he'd make a move, and I'm like, I have found the perfect tool. And I'm thinking, we got to get this kid an iPad that we control.
Or a big mirror.
You know, it used to be like mobiles hanging over the beds and stuff. And all that. And for my son, it was a mirror. He never could pass a mirror that he didn't like when he was a kid. It was so funny. And now you don't have time to look at mirrors.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
No,
my son.
Oh. I'm surprised he finds time after the blow dryer and stuff. But anyway, the anyway, so he's looking at himself, right? And so I'm thinking, I can't hold this phone up forever. It's working. But what I did was I stopped recording it and I just played back his movie. And he was so entranced with himself. It was so amazing. Babies like seeing baby faces, talking back to them. And he began to just look, and he's just like, he straightened up. He's like, I don't want to be on no tape.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Like that. Exactly. It's like, you could hear it, and he's like, I don't think I'm going to do that. So I got news for you. If you're having a little difficulty with a child, and they're going through a little struggle, give them watermelon, roll on the floor, and then put a mirror in front of them. It works really good. No, we had a good time.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.